This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This may be one of the most mundane conspiracies I think we've ever looked at, but brace yourself for it.
Intrigued. Oh, embrace?
Yes.
Brace, not embrace.
Yes, brace yourself. You know what? Embrace yourself. Be who you are. Accept okay. It.
I'm glad you said I could.
Only then can we actually talk about this article. This comes from the Daily Dot. I found it on several different websites. I thought this was a good article. Written by Braden Biella on November 26, 2023, with the title, "They're Thinking Way Ahead. New McDonald's location opens in the middle of nowhere with no electricity, baffling viewers."
Another McDonald's one, hey?
Yeah.
This one seems almost the opposite of the last one we did.
Recently, TikTok user Thumbs Up Canuck noticed that McDonald's had decided to open up a new location near him. Rather than simply being excited, he was confused, primarily due to the restaurant's location. Quote, "It's literally in the middle of a farm field. It's surrounded by farm, and there's not even electricity yet. They're running the damn place on a generator. That's crazy," says the Quebec-based TikToker.
It's in Quebec?
Yes. Or he's on vacation at the time of finding this. His video currently has 32,000 views as of Monday, which would be like, I don't know, November 27th, somewhere in there. This McDonald's location can be found in Saint-François, Laval, Quebec. Immediately, TikTok users in the comments began to cry conspiracy, saying the McDonald's Canada corporate offices must know something that everyone else does not. "Then you know what's coming. They wouldn't put it there for nothing," said a user. "Soon comes the apartment," said another. "And in 2 years, it will be surrounded by houses strategically planned," echoed a third. "All the surrounding farms are about to be purchased and sold to developers," explained a further TikToker. While some theorize that this location could eventually be part of a major truck stop, the general consensus seemed to be that there was a strategic real estate move. Commenters allege that this area is likely going to be developed soon, as such McDonald's bought the property for a lower cost, estimating that traffic will increase in the future. "They're thinking way ahead," detailed a commenter. "I remember seeing a 7-Eleven way out west of Lubbock, thinking, why? Now there's a ton of people living close by." That said, many insisted that the isolated McDonald's located like these are of superior quality to others, more centrally located alternatives. "This is the best McDonald's you'll ever have," declared a user. "And that's the best McDonald's always fresh," wrote a second. McDonald's has been a popular topic of discussion on TikTok for some time.
What?
Users
Why?
Have taken to the platform to lament high prices, with one complaining that they paid $25 for 3 items. Others have simply utilized TikTok to reveal new technologies at the store, such as the chain's egg cookers, or to show how one can recreate famous McDonald's dishes at home. The Daily Dot reached out to McDonald's Canada via email and received no response. Short but sweet.
Why wouldn't they tell us?
I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know, they reached out immediately before posting this article, as I would do if I was a journalist.
Gave no time
to keep up the mystery. I really personally like that this article is written like a Journey to the Fringe episode, and that they just borrowed a lot of text from people who had already written it.
Well, I just googled it because I wanted to see what this looks like, and I see the TikTok here. I also see a like AI generated picture of it. It looks like it's in the middle of a field, but it's clearly not a real picture of it. And then next to it, you can kind of see like farm. There's
because it is in the middle of a field, just so you know.
Yeah, but this one's clearly AI generated.
Okay.
Then there's one next to it that's real, and you can see that there's like barns behind it. This might be an Amish McDonald's.
It might be an Amish McDonald's. It doesn't explain the generator.
That's true.
A lot of people are speculating mostly that it's the real estate's about to become very valuable. So whether that means a highway is going to be going through there, or a pipeline, or some sort of big work site's going to be near there. Without that, it seems very odd.
There would have to be. I don't think that it would go in without. I mean, they could just be testing the waters, because what did they say? If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, and clearly that works with McDonald's. And in fact, that's not the only gambit McDonald's is working on right now. They're opening up like coffee shops or whatever. What do they call those?
McCafe?
No. One sec, I'll be right back.
I gotta say, I am a big fan of McDonald's coffee. I will take a McDonald's coffee over at Tim Hortons coffee. Tim Hortons sucks, by the way. They were bought by Burger King or something.
I should probably just post this for you to see.
Yeah, let's not tell the people listening.
We'll just quietly look at it while everybody speculates. McDonald's is opening up something called Cause MCs, which is going to be like their beverage shops. Now, people have rumored that it's actually supposed to be pronounced Cosmics, but I like Cause MCs. As R.M. Brown has said, it sounds like a 90s mix master of somebody who like wrote Baby Got Back or something like that.
Definitely looks like it should be Cosmics because it's McDonald's. But it looks like it's something out of the Jetsons. I've never heard of this. This is weird. Mm-hmm. They also could just be doxing us and they're like, let's just fucking build one here and like get the publicity.
See, I just think they're shooting everything as far as they can go to balance their Cause MCs. They're opening this in the middle of nowhere to expand McDonald's, because literally, where else can you open a McDonald's that won't be 5 blocks from another McDonald's?
Yeah, no, it's true. I think that's the theory we should go with. Jeez, that's so weird. And it's like half of an M on top of that sign.
One would call it an N, in fact.
Yep, that could be an N.
I guess we'll keep you guys up to date on this one in the middle of nowhere. I think the Cosmics are too mainstream to cover, but not the McDonald's in the middle of nowhere. It may seem arbitrary where we draw the line, but we have lines that are drawn.
We do.
Just imaginary lines that we have decided arbitrarily. So.
And boy, do we stick by them.
Yeah, and we stick by them so hard, even if they seem to move. They do not. They're just arbitrarily drawn.
Yes, they are.
Anyhow, why you contemplate that, we will see you in 48 hours, because it will take you at least that long to unwrap all of that.
Yeah, and also prepare yourself for the year-end wrap-up update.
I think it's best you come unprepared.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, probably.
That's up to us, don't worry.
See you there. Okay, bye.